The church exerted power two ways in Valdelobres. It had an extremely strong ideological and social influence, but here it also had enormous political and economic power, which spanned from the reconquest in the 12th century to the mid-19th century. This is because once it was reconquered, Valdelobres was donated to the bishopric of Zaragoza as a fiefdom, and the archbishopric's lordship over it became quite clear after 1307. The church, as an institution, owned the church, the castle, the hospital, the palau, and many other houses, along with vast tracts of land. It also collected both church and seigneurial taxes. The building where the museum is housed is the former hospital. It was run by the church, which housed beggars and the homeless inside as an asylum, sanatorium, and morgue. If you go down to the half basement on the stepped street, you can see the slot where people could donate alms to care for the needy.
The former hospital ceased to be owned by the church after the disentailments in the mid-19th century. At that time, it was expropriated and the town gained ownership of it. Its purpose was also changed as it was turned into a school. If you go towards the doors to the museum, you can still read the inscription saying that it was a school for boys and girls. In 1963, it stopped being used as a school because a newer school was built, and it started to be used somewhat sporadically as a school cafeteria, a home, and storage for the town hall. It was gradually abandoned until it was left in ruins. In 2015, the town hall and the Valdelobres Heritage Foundation turned it into a museum. Under the hospital is the palau, and from here you can see part of its construction.